Accidental Death of an Anarchist by Dario Fo. Adapted for radio by Jeremy Hardy. Starring Adrian Edmondson as the Maniac, Jennifer Saunders as Feletti, and Jill Gascoigne as the Superintendent.
Good evening, listeners. I am Inspector Francesco Giovanni Battista Giancarlo Bertozzo of the Italian Security Police. This is my office on the first floor of our well-known headquarters in Milan. Well-known because of an unpleasant incident which occurred a few weeks ago when an anarchist, under interrogation in a similar room a few floors up, fell through a window. Although my colleagues testified, quite justifiably, that the incident was suicide, the verdict of the official inquiry was accidental. Somewhat ambiguous, you'll agree. So there's been the usual round of media speculation, public outcry, demonstrations and so forth, causing low morale among hard-pressed officers such as myself, an honest copper trying to do an honest day's work. In the course of my job, I get all sorts passing through here. All the rubbish, you might say. Addicts, prozzies, thieves, arsonists. In a moment, I shall be carrying out one such interview. I should, however, like to warn listeners that the alleged play which you are about to hear is the work of one Dario Fo, who displays all the typical anti-police attitudes of the politically motivated. And it is presented by the BBC, a well-known platform for the extreme left. I shall therefore no doubt find myself the butt of endless satirical jibes. But on with the show. Constable, bring him in.
Here he is, Inspector. One suspect with carrier bags, various.
You're breaking the handle.
I see that. I did a bit of shopping before we came, did we, sir?
Look, do you mind? There's important things in these.
All right. Just leave them where they are. Now, this is not the first time you've been in for impersonation, is it? In all, you've been arrested twice as a surgeon, three times as a bishop, also an army captain, a tennis umpire, an accountant.
11 arrests altogether. But I'd like to point out that I've never actually been convicted, Inspector.
I don't know how you've been getting away with it, but this time I'll have you, and that's a promise.
It's absolutely mouth-watering for you, isn't it? Nice, clean record like mine, just begging to be defiled.
And you can take that funny beard off, it's not fooling anybody.
That's right.
Do you mind? It's taken me years to grow this.
Oh, well, anyway, the charges state that you falsely impersonated a professor of psychiatry and former don of the University of Padua. That is fraud.
Fraud when committed by a sane man, yes. But I am a lunatic. A certified psychotic, here's my report. Committed 16 times, same thing every time. Histrionic mania. From the Latin. Histriones.
Oh.
To act the part of.
Mm-hmm.
My hobby, you see, the theatre. These humble bags of clothes, my wardrobe. And my theatre is the theatre of reality. So my fellow actors must be real people, unaware that they're taking part in my productions. Which is handy, because I can't actually afford to pay them.
Exactly, you swindle them.
I have never swindled anyone.
According to my notes, as this psychiatrist, you were charging your clients 2,000 lira a visit.
Jesus wept.
Pardon, Constable?
I could retire on that.
It's a reasonable fee for a man with my qualifications.
What qualifications?
20 years of intensive training in 16 different nuthouses under some of the best shrinks in the business. I surrounded myself with my subjects. Slept with them when beds were short. Ask anyone, I'm a bloody genius with loonies. Look at my brilliant diagnosis of that Palermo millionaire's schizophrenic son. Superb!
Superb fee, certainly.
Yeah, well, it's double for schizos. Besides, the fee is a vital part of the treatment. If I didn't relieve these idiots of the odd 200,000, I'd lose all credibility.
What credibility?
Any less than they'd think I was an amateur. Even Freud... Dear Ziggy. Even Freud said that a fat bill is the best cure. Especially for the doctor.
Yeah, pity the boy's father filed a complaint. This is your business card, is it not?
Indeed.
Professor Antonio Rabia, psychiatrist, formerly lecturer at the University of Padua. Are you Antonio Rabia?
Not exactly.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, I am a professor.
Oh, you are
yes.
You?
of design, decoration and freehand drawing at the College of the Sacred Redeemer. I teach evening classes.
It says here, psychiatrist.
After the comma?
Yes.
Before the full stop?
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Professor Antonio Rabia, comma, capital P, psychiatrist, full stop. I take it you're familiar with the basic rules of syntax and punctuation?
Definitely a loony, sir.
Formerly lecturer at the University of Padua. True or false?
Well, what comes after formally and before lecturer?
What?
Another comma. Can't you even read?
Well, I didn't notice.
What, didn't notice? And you were about to put me behind bars?
You are a loony.
I know.
What comma's got to do with it?
Well, nothing to a man of your limited education, evidently. Look, the commas change the whole emphasis of the sentence. After each comma, the reader takes a short mental breath, thus changing the intentionality, you see?
Oh.
So the sentence should read, Professor Antonio Rabia, comma, capital P, psychiatrist, full stop, formally, comma, lecturer at the University of Padua. You see? Read correctly, only an arsehole would swallow it.
So I'm an arsehole, am I?
Oh, no, your grammar's a bit lacking, that's all. I could give you remedial lessons. Cut rate for an officer of the law. Let's begin by reciting all the subjunctive and objective personal Latin pronouns.
Let's just make this bastard statement, shall we?
Fine. I'll type. 80 words a minute. Fully qualified.
Shut up!
You can see my references if you don't believe me.
Handcuff him, Constable!
Right, sir.
Straitjacket or nothing. Article 122 of the Penal Code. Whoever in his capacity as a public official imposes non-clinical instruments of restraint upon a psychologically disturbed person shall face charges punishable by 5 to 15 years with forfeit of pension.
Shit.
Law student as well now, are you, sir?
Student?
Studied in the loony bin, no doubt.
A paranoid registrar gave me 3 mornings a week. Roman law, modern law, ecclesiastical law. Test me, go on.
Don't be fooled, Constable. This raving is a conscious effort to confuse us and escape prosecution.
Objection.
Overruled! So, you're a lawyer as well. There's nothing in your illustrious CV about a lawyer. No, not even a barrister down here.
Barrister? Who wants to be a barrister? I don't want to have to defend people. I'm like you, Inspector. I like to accuse, convict and pass sentence.
Never actually impersonated a judge, have you? For the record.
Unfortunately, the opportunity hasn't arisen yet.
Shame.
Indeed. Oh, I'd so love to do a judge. You see, they never have to retire. That's the beauty of it. Ordinary sons and daughters of toil get old and they've had it on the scrap heap. But for a judge, the more sluggish, demented and bigoted you are, the better. Oh, yes, that's the job for me. I sentence you to life imprisonment. No, you can't appeal. Piss off. I don't care if you are innocent. Next!
That's enough.
And what did you do? Kill your wife? Oh, good man. Kill them before they kill you. That's what I always say. See you in the pub.
Handcuffs, Constable.
I'll bite you.
What?
In the arse. I can't control it.
He's mad, sir. He's biting.
Look, just grab him, Constable.
I've got rabies too. A mad dog bit me. He's dead and I'm alive. Alive and still highly contagious.
Oh, he's got me late, sir. He's got me late.
Get off his back. Just look him in the eyes. Look him in the eyes.
He's chewed me crunches.
Just, we'll find a stick. They want you something else. A ball. Get that shepherd in here. He'll know how to deal with it. Oh, that's disgusting. You're going to do that.
Yes, I won't make that thing.
For God's sake, just handcuff him, will you? Give me those. Come here, you little...
Not so fast, Inspector. With one canine leap, the hound was at the window. I'll jump.
He will, sir. He's crazy.
Good! I'll give him a hand.
No! This place has a bad enough reputation already. We can't afford another one. Like the other one.
You're right, Constable.
I know, sir.
And when I'm splattered on the pavement in the throes of my death rattle, and I warn you, I take a long time to die and I shall be rattling quite a lot, the press will be flocking all around me and I'll tell them, you pushed me. Here I go.
Please! Stop it! There's a good chap. Come down from the ledge. I promise you I won't be harmed.
Promise. Remember the codicil to 122. Provocation and violence toward those of unsound mind.
6 to 9 years and loss of rank.
Well remembered.
Please come away from the window. That's better. There. All safe.
Of course. I could run out onto the landing, throw myself down the stairs, bumpity, 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 crack.
Lock that bloody door, Constable. Now, chuck the key.
Out of the window.
Yes, no. Put them in the drawer. Now, lock the drawer.
And swallow the key.
Yes, no. Spit it out, Constable, spit it out. That's it. Right, I've had enough. I'm raving now. I've gone blinded, bloody mad now. Nobody's ever done this to me. Nobody. You think you're crazy? Well, watch me. Come here.
Temper, temper.
Where's those door keys?
Oh, I've just locked them in the drawer.
Well, sir. Get them out.
Here, catch.
Right, you.
So rough.
And out you go.
But I can help you.
You can. You can break your bloody neck before I do.
No, I can make subversives talk for you.
Yeah, just stick your head under a bus for me.
I can injure without visible signs.
Do what you want. Just get out.
We can play fit the crime to the suspect.
Out. What?
Bye.
And take this wardrobe with you.
Thank Christ for that. I hope we never get another one like him.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what's next?
Oh, well, we're 5 minutes late, sir, for your meeting with Inspector Belletti.
Why didn't you tell me?
You were otherwise engaged.
Come on.
Inspector? Please don't be cross with me. I've just come back from my papers. Inspector? Hello? Nobody home. Here we are. My medical records, my prescription book, business card, charge sheet. What's this? Blimey, look at all these. Let's see what you lot have been up to, eh? Loitering with intent, shoplifting, taking and driving away. Good for you. Out of the window with you all. That's what they do around here, I understand. Off you go. Happy landings. Fly away, my children. Fly like the birds. Now, who else? Oh, the big bastards. Drug barons, pawn kings, mafiosi, corporate crooks. Well, you can all stay there. I'm only interested in the little people. Oh, here you are. The little guys. Time for you to take the horse, sweetheart. Oops. Sorry. Oh, more fun. Hello, Inspector Batozzo's office. Whom do I have the honour of addressing? No, you tell me who you are first and I might let you talk to him. Who? Whoa, splendid. Batozzo, it's good old Inspector Defenestration himself. Our little joke, Inspector. From the French, fenêtre, meaning window, hence defenestrate, to chuck out of one. Really, Inspector? What? Oi, Batozzo, that old scourge at the left up on the fourth floor wants to know who I am. I may not be as famous as he is for chucking cases out the window, but I'm doing my best. Won't keep you a moment, just taking a leaf out of your book. Geronimo! Right, come on then. Who do you think I am? Come on, guess. Oh, he's got it! Yes, it is I, your old mate, Inspector Anghieri. Well done. So, what do you want with Batozzo? Well, no, he's busy. He's up to his neck in this anarchist case. What draws that in, by the way? Political, yes, obviously. Oh, yes, quite a big one, isn't it? What? That's what you're calling up about? Why, what's up? The Ministry doesn't trust the motives of the judge who conducted the inquiry? I'm not surprised. No, you must be very upset. Of course. Oh, yes. Pressure of public opinion. No, I'm sorry. I just my nerves. What a bunch of wimps they are at the Ministry. First they were pleased as punch and now they're bottling out. It's shocking. So, this bloke is being sent to revise your previous statements, which of course will be in the file. Right, what's the bastard's name? Professor Marco Maria Malipiero. And that's the first counsellor to the High Court. Well, you must be very proud. No, sorry, that's Batozzo giggling. Oh, bloody hell! Batozzo, he says it's easy for you to laugh, he's up to his neck. Have some sympathy. Yes, I've got the file in front of me. Yes, I've got the testimonies. You and the superintendent.
Verbatim accounts of the torture. Oh, sorry. Interview. Slip of the tongue. Shut up, Batozzo! Oh, he's creased up, I'll tell you. He says it's the thought of you two sadists in the shit. Ooh, that was him! Pisani says he's going to smash your face in, Batozzo! Batozzo says just you try it. Viva Il Duce! Ciao! At last, dear listeners, my first judge, Professor Marco Maria Malipiero, who will arrive earlier than expected if I can find a costume for him. Right, monocle? No. Half glasses? Good for peering over. Better lose this nutter's beard first. It's a bit subversive for a judge. Ow! Tape recorder. Oh, yes, I shall need that. Now, I still can't find a cosy. Nothing appropriate here at all. Wait a minute, look at that! Fancy Inspector Batozzo leaving his hat and coat hanging provocatively on the coat rack for anyone to see. Some victims of crime are just asking for it. Thank you, Inspector. That'll do nicely. Now, let's give this chap a walk. Oh, yes, I like the limp. Old war wound, I think. Oh, no. No, it's too heroic. No, a grouse shooting accident. Yes, yes, every inch a judge. Members of the jury, well may you think that the defence witnesses are palpable liars and the accused look like murdering bastards, alibi or not. That is entirely a matter for you. And well may you think that the police are, without exception, honest to a fault, completely without prejudice and scrupulous, not to say over-sentimental in their treatment of suspects. That is also a matter for you. Ooh, I love him.
Constable, bring the file, will you? I'm just going to use the phone in my office.
Oh, blimey. Batozzo, where's me beard? Oh, here we are.
Hello, can I help you again? Get out!
Don't get excited, I just came back for my papers.
Out!
You'd do well to listen to me. I have valuable information that could affect your safety. There's a man in this building says he's going to smash your face in.
What?
He hasn't got to you yet. Oh, thank God I warned you in time. He's raging. Says he does a nice line and instant facelifts.
Who?
The one with the fascist boss.
Inspector Pisani?
The same. He's out for your blood, all right.
Bollocks. Get out. Come on.
If he sees you duck, it's your only hope.
Out. Bloody loony. Nice coat, though. Shit. The bastard. Oi, come back here.
But just so!
Pisani, you're not going to believe this, but there's a loony running around in my coat and hat who says you are going to... Oh!
So, dear listeners, here I am, Professor Marco Malipiero, sent by the Ministry to clear up discrepancies in police evidence in the case of the anarchist. You now find me in the fourth floor office of Inspector Pisani, whence the aforementioned suspect fell to his death. With me is the file to which Inspector Pisani accidentally directed me a short while ago. I shall, of course, tape the interview to ensure that I conduct it in a fair and proper manner. But I'll just tuck the cassette machine in one of my trusty carrier bags so as not to intimidate the suspects unduly.
He's waiting in your office, sir.
Oh!
I don't know, sir, but he looks important. Demanding to talk to you in a super right away.
Oh, all right, all right, I'll see you.
This is it. Sound running and action.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hurt your hand?
It's nothing. Whom do I have the pleasure?
Why are you rubbing it, then? Giving yourself a bit of confidence?
Would you mind telling me?
I knew a bishop who rubbed himself. An inveterate hypocrite. A liar, a cheat, and a pervert to boot. Rub, 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 just like you.
Look!
Undoubtedly a symptom of sexual insecurity originating in adolescence. What you need is a good shag. Loosen yourself up a bit.
Would you mind telling me to whom I have the pleasure of speaking?
I am Professor Marco Maria Malipiero, first counsellor to the High Court.
Oh, Christ.
Formerly lecturer at the University of Rome, with two commas and a full stop in the normal way.
We weren't expecting you so soon.
Exactly. We thought we'd catch you off guard. Does that put you out?
No, not at all. Cut it off!
Sir?
Will you be so good as to take the professor's coat?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you may as well. It's not mine anyway. You've got a brother, Constable?
Yes, sir. Downstairs. He's an identical twin.
Thought so. Now, will you please call the superintendent? I'd like to start right away. Isn't this the room where the incident took place?
Yes. In a sense.
Perfect.
Constable! Ask the superintendent to step in here as quickly as she possibly can.
Even if she can't?
Yes, even if she can't.
Yes, sir.
I'll just get Patozzo to bring up the files. No doubt you'll want a transcript of the interrogation.
No need, I've got everything right here.
Oh. Well.
This better be good, Pisani.
The superintendent for you, sir.
I was moments away from a confession in there. Days I've been at him. He's crying. He's wet himself. He's about to sign anything I want. And you send laughing boy here in and throw my concentration completely.
I wasn't laughing.
I do apologise,
then
but...
I stumble over Patozzo on the stairs, looking like he's just provided the entertainment at a prison officer's social, and he says you hit him.
He blew a raspberry at me!
Oh, pull yourself together. This is no time to start cracking up. The media are everywhere. We can't afford to put a foot wrong at the moment.
She's right, Inspector.
Who the hell's this?
I've already had cause to reprimand him myself, Superintendent. He seems to be somewhat repressed and on the verge of a sexual crisis. Abusing himself rather more than his suspects, I shouldn't wonder.
Who is this gibbering cretin?
Professor Malibiro!
What?
First counsellor to the High Court! Here to conduct the inquiry!
Bloody hell.
Why didn't you tell me?
I tried!
Caught with your pants down, eh, Superintendent?
Oh, not at all. We've been expecting you for some time.
Glad to hear it. You see, Inspector, take a tip from your superior. A bit more backbone and you wouldn't fall to pieces at the first sign of trouble. Now... shall we get down to business?
By all means.
Right, now, according to the first account of the interrogation, on the evening in question, an anarchist, by profession a railway worker, was under interrogation about the bombs planted at Milan Central Station and, more recently, at the Agricultural Bank, where 17 people died. Now, Superintendent, think carefully. The report quotes you as having said, "There are heavy suspicions pointing in his direction." Did you say that?
Yes. In the beginning, later.
The beginning. A good place to start, don't you agree?
Certainly.
Thank you. Now, towards midnight, the anarchist, seized by a raptus, your words, threw himself out of the window, thus ending his life on the pavement below.
Right.
Exactly right.
Correct. To the last detail.
A raptus. Now, according to Bandier, in his authoritative work on the subject, a raptus is a crisis of suicidal anguish exhibited by a sane person when provoked by violent anxiety. Right?
Right!
Let us see what provoked this anxiety, therefore. We shall recreate the exact events beginning with your entrance, Superintendent.
What entrance?
The entrance that caused the raptus.
I didn't make an entrance. It was a junior of mine.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Pardon?
Nothing, sir.
Come now, Superintendent, it is rather feeble to pass the buck to one's inferiors. Your entrance.
It's just one of the many interesting tactics we in the force use to get a confession.
Who asked you?
Nobody.
I agree. Speak when you're spoken to.
It was more or less like this. The suspect was sitting where you are.
Excellent. Then I shall play the role of the anarchist.
My colleague? I entered.
Go on, then.
I'm sorry?
Enter. Go out and come in again.
Oh. Look, son, it's no use trying to pull the wool. Why don't you be sensible?
That's not what I've got here. This isn't a dramatized reconstruction. I want the exact words in the exact manner.
All right, you dirty long-haired puff. You piss me about one more time and I...
Sorry to interrupt. It was piss me about.
I believe so.
Good. Hurry on.
We've got absolute proof that you're the murdering bastard who planted the bombs in the railway station.
You had this proof, I assume?
Of course not.
Oh, dear.
That's what the inspector was trying to explain. It's just one of those deceptions we're obliged to resort to from time to time.
That's right, sir.
A trap.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
We did have our suspicions, though. For a start, he was the only anarchist railway worker in Milan.
So it was easy to deduce that it was him.
Well, of course. It's self-evident.
And as it was undoubtedly the case that a railway worker must have planted the bombs at the railway station, we can conclude that the bombs at the law courts were planted by a lawyer, the one at the agricultural bank by a clerk or a cow, and the one at the tomb of the unknown soldier by a corpse.
Absolutely.
Constable! Sir, what we meant was...
Never mind. Let's get on. It says here, unaffected by the accusations, the anarchist smiled disbelievingly. Who made this statement?
She did!
Oh, all right, I did, sir.
Good. So, there he is, smiling disbelievingly. Then two lines later I read, his fear of losing his job undoubtedly played a part in precipitating the raptus. Now let's get this straight. One minute, he's smiling disbelievingly. The next, he's so frightened he jumps out of the window. So, who frightened him? Come along, every copper in the world plays the odd dirty trick. You don't have to play Lily White with me.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. Who was it then? Come on, own up. All right, let me put it another way. Both you, Inspector, and you, Superintendent, threaten him. You say you'll tell his boss he's an anarchist. This drives him to despair and he jumps out of the...
No, oh, hang on!
You misunderstand, Your Honour.
I'd gone out!
And you'd come back in?
Yes.
We were employing the... There's a very important phone call for you, Floyd.
Well, go on, Constable. Employ it.
Right-o. There's a very important phone call for you, Inspector.
Who's that? Who is it? Oh. Sorry! I'm sorry! We're acting! Thank you, Constable.
I've just had a very important phone call from Rome.
No.
I've just had a very... had a phone call from Rome. I've just had a phone call from Rome. I'm ready!
I've just had a round call from phone.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, he's very good.
Your friend?
This is the nightclub dancer from the anarchist group in Rome.
Yes.
The one who dances in a cage.
That's the one...
Your friend, or rather your partner, the dancer...
Do you think they let him out of the cage in the daytime?
Yeah, I think they do.
What?
Well, they probably do. Carry on.
Your friend has confessed to planting a bomb in the bank in Rome.
Blimey. How did he take that?
Very badly. Turned pale, asked for a cigarette, lit it and...
Jumped.
Not immediately.
But that's what you told the first magistrate.
Ah, yes.
And then on television you said he looked cornered. Why was that?
His alibi had collapsed.
But he didn't jump immediately.
No.
So when did his alibi collapse?
After he'd lit his cigarette.
That's right.
According to his alibi, he spent the afternoon of the outrage playing cards in a bar in Naviglia. I said he didn't stand up.
Well, you mean he had no witnesses?
He said he did.
But you didn't believe him?
Something like that.
Well, what does it matter anyway? I mean, as you told the magistrate, the mere fact that he jumped was an admission of guilt.
Absolutely.
And a few weeks later on radio, you said, obviously there was no concrete evidence against this unfortunate railwayman. Correct? And on television, Inspector Pisani said... This anarchist was a good bloke.
Well, things were getting out of hand by then.
Oh, say.
We made a tactical error.
Error? You arrest a free citizen, deny him counsel, hold him beyond the legal time limit, and then traumatise him by telling him you have absolute proof that he's the bomber, which you later state you didn't have. You tell him you'll make sure he loses his job, and in spite of three sworn statements from witnesses who played cards with him in Naviglia, you tell him his alibi's collapsed, and to finish him off... The inspector tells him his dearest friend has confessed to a terrible massacre in Rome. Had he?
No.
No? What imaginations? Is it any wonder that after being battered from all sides by your lies and threats, he loses his mind and throws himself out of the window? You two have had it. You'll be charged forthwith with inducing this man to commit suicide.
What?
But you said yourself that our job is to question suspects, and we sometimes have to use a bit of intimidation.
We're dealing with a campaign of sustained psychological violence, followed by the most extraordinary public display of self-contradictory lying.
But we weren't even in the room when the suicide took place! Ask the constable!
Yes, ask the constable!
That's right, Your Honour. They had both left the room at the time of the suicide.
And what does that prove? You might as well say a bomber's not guilty if he plants a bomb and isn't there when it goes off.
My boy, with the first version, yes. But the constable is referring to the second version.
What?
That's right, sir. Here, which second version would you like?
What's the one in your left hand?
The second first version.
No, we want the first second version.
Right, up. Here you are, Your Honour.
Thank you. I see there's been some rewriting of the events.
Just a slight correction.
We corrected the time of the original interview in which we employed the,
Lies?
Deception strategy. The session ended at 8 instead of midnight, as previously stated.
You moved everything forward 4 hours.
Except the fall from the window. There were witnesses to that.
We wanted to prove that our deceptions could not have been the determining factor in the fall, as 4 hours had elapsed since the interview and the anarchist was fully recovered.
You see, sir, after an initial period of depression, the anarchist was cheering up no end.
He didn't care about the dancer.
He hated him.
You mean he knew the Rome anarchists were riddled with police informers and extreme right-wing infiltrators?
Exactly.
So, since he didn't give a toss about his friend, your lies meant nothing to him.
Exactly.
So, why did you tell them to him?
Well, it shook him.
Shook him? And in no time he was wreathed in smiles. Your words, Inspector?
He was calm.
So why did he jump? Where's your bleeding raptus gone? Your entire evidence rests on it. Everyone, including the judge at the original inquiries, insisted that the poor bastard killed himself on account of this uncontrollable raptus. And suddenly it's out of the window. Along with its owner.
What are we going to do?
Don't look at me.
We're finished!
Can you advise us?
Why do you think I've been sent here? The government has to make some gesture towards salvaging the mangled reputation of its police force.
What?
The powers that be have decided that unless you come up with a miracle, you are to be made the severest possible example of.
They wouldn't throw us to the lions, would they?
I've got expensive habits to support.
I sacrificed my life for this country.
They don't give a tinker's fart about your life. This is politics.
We were only acting according to specific directives.
Exactly. You must provoke an atmosphere in which the state can justifiably demand greater repressive powers. Is that the sort of thing?
They were very persuasive.
Our way of life is at stake.
The fabric of our society is threatened, they said.
They're right. Something has to be done. Your Honour? I appeal to you as a patriot.
Protect the existing order at all costs.
Are you saying we were wrong?
You must clamp down on hooliganism, vagrancy and drugs. Go in hard against the pickets. Break up peaceful demonstrations. Use the horses. Prepare for maximum unrest. Hold plastic bullets in readiness. Use all necessary force. But suddenly it's all gone too far. Someone is dead. Universal condemnation. Outcry, and the public wants heads, and the state better provide some or go under. Your heads. Got it? You want my advice?
Yes, please.
Out of the window.
Yes! What?
Not again.
Both of you.
No!
Your careers are ruined, your husbands and wives will disown you. Your children will spit on you as you pass.
It's not bloody fair!
Shopkeepers won't serve you, you won't be able to walk down the street. You're finished, you're on your own.
This is outrageous! You've had it in for us from the very start!
We can't do a thing right.
It's your own ridiculous lies that have condemned you.
I warned you, Pisani, leave the fairy stories out of it, I told you, but no, you had to go and open your big mouth.
How can you live with the humiliation, Pisani? Your colleagues, your own mother laughing in your face.
Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive me!
Jump the pair of you.
I won't! It's not fair!
Fair? There's only one decent thing left for you. Follow your victim into oblivion.
He's right! I can't stand the disgrace! Constable, give me a leg up!
Right-o, sir. Upsy-daisy.
Here I go!
No! There's got to be another way!
Oh! I can see his bloodstains on the pavement!
Can't you feel your raptus, Inspector, boiling up inside you?
Oh! I'm gonna go!
Could you hurry up, please, sir? You're rather heavy.
One great liberating jump.
Wait! I've got it! Don't panic.
If I want to panic, I'll panic. I'm going.
Listen to me. A third version.
What?
What? What?
We'll just have to write a third version.
Haven't we made a big enough cocker for the first, Joe? I'm going!
We'll need your help, Your Honour. With your legal insight, we can produce a foolproof statement.
Rubbish!
Please, Your Honour.
Very well. One last try. Come down, Inspector. We'll need you alive.
I can't! I can't move!
You'll catch your death up there.
Are you going or not, sir? No! I suppose not!
There we get then, sir. There, sir. Here. Have a tablet.
Right. If we're all settled, let's close the file on this, as they say, and start all over again. Gather round.
Point one. What's said cannot be unsaid. Therefore, it stands that you, Inspector, and I, or someone acting on our behalf, played the little deception and the suspect smoked his cigarette. But he did not throw himself out of the window, because it was only 8 and not midnight, which gives us all the time in the world to change his mood, iron out the wrinkles, and give him a convincing motive for jumping.
I know. You could say that the anarchist state of depression moved you.
Moved us?
Constable?
Sir?
Were you moved?
Moved? I was moved. We were all moved.
You see?
I wasn't moved.
You were.
Why? He was raised in smiles. Why should I be moved?
How about he only starts smiling when he sees that we're moved?
That's not bad.
It's all right.
It's good.
It's not good enough.
I gave him a toffee.
Better. He starts to chew.
And then he smiles.
He loves a sweetie.
And I go out.
No, you're still here.
Am I?
Yes, you bloody are.
Nice try, Super, but you were sorry for upsetting him.
I felt a certain regret, yes.
And placed a kindly hand on his shoulder.
I don't remember that.
A motherly gesture, eh, Constable?
She did. I saw her.
See?
Well, if he says so.
And you, Inspector, gave him a gentle pat on the cheek.
No, I don't think so. Ooh. Look, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but...
You are disappointing me. Do you know why?
No.
Because this man was not only an anarchist, he was a railway man. Now, what does that mean to you?
I don't know.
Think. Didn't you have a train set when you were a child?
Yes.
A clockwork one?
Yes. A clockwork armoured train.
How appropriate.
It made real smoke.
Did it go woo-woo?
Yeah.
Excellent. How did it go?
Woo-woo!
I had one too. It carried toxic waste.
Mine was electric.
Well, let's hear them then.
Chuff, 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 chuff,
chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, bound forever in your subconscious to the train sets of your childhoods. I'm more than certain you gave his cheek a little pat, Inspector.
It's true. I saw him. He did.
You see? And you said, come along, lad. Don't take it like that. And you called him by his Christian name.
Oh, I certainly did not.
Don't make me lose my temper.
All right.
Let's get it down, word for word. Constable?
Right-o. Mark?
He said, come along, lad.
Come along, lad.
Don't take it like that.
Don't take it like that.
And then everyone began to sing.
And then everyone... Sing, sir?
What do you mean, sing?
You all began to sing.
Sing?
Of course. I mean, doesn't it make sense? You'd created such a wonderful atmosphere. What else would you do but burst into song?
Your Honour, we can't possibly go along with this.
Then don't. I wash my hands of the pair of you. There's the window. It's your only alternative. First you cook up one story, then you cook up another and you can't agree on either one and both are masterpieces of incompetence. Who believes anything either of you say? No one. And why? Well, because, as well as being manifest garbage, your stories lack even the faintest glimmer of humanity. No warmth, no compassion, no laughter, no pain, no remorse. Sing, all of you. Sing, I mean, for God's sake, show a human heart beating beneath the sordid tangle of lies. Give the listener something to believe in. Show them how you sang, and maybe they'll forgive the superficial facts. Three tortured human souls, even though they are police officers, singing the suspect's own song to cheer him in his darkest hour. The song of anarchy itself.
We're roving over land and sea, our loved ones left behind. With hearts set on a noble cause, rebellion on our minds. Our homeland is the whole world, our lore is liberty. This song of justice on our lips, rebels all are we. From our travels we'll return one day to fight in Italy. Put soldiers in the struggle to bring peace and anarchy. Our homeland is the whole world, our lore is liberty. This song of justice on our lips, rebels all are we.
Bravo!
Excellent! Excellent! No, no, really, that's really quite excellent. So, here we are, and our suspect is in the best of spirits.
He's never been happier.
He's ecstatic.
And totally calm.
Ecstatically calm!
The barrage of false accusations hasn't impaired his mental state in the least.
Oh, no raptures.
Not even a twinge of stress.
Oh, that's much lighter, the raptures. It's much lighter. Midnight, and there's hours to go yet. Hours, round the clock, more time, right up to the dial. Hours and hours. Hours.
And now it's midnight. Constable.
Your Honour.
Set the scene, if you please.
Right. Now, it's, well, it's, now, what happened is, is that, now. Now, what, began to, is, that, now, when the, well, it's midnight.
Oh, come along. Make an owl noise or something.
I'm sorry?
Make a noise like an owl. Come on.
Toowoo, toowoo.
All right, now carry on.
There are five of us in this room. The suspect, myself, another constable, and...
I just stepped out.
Had you, Superintendent?
No.
And those two.
Constable!
Those two?
Yes.
What are they doing?
Interrogating the suspect.
Still? After all these hours? You must have been knackered. Where were you on the night of? Don't play dumb with me, on and on. You must have been getting exasperated with him.
Well, a little bit.
I expect you felt like roughing him up a bit.
I never touched a bastard.
Everyone was very even-tempered.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I only mean a little smack across the chops. Eh, Inspector?
I never went near him.
A little massage to relieve the tension in his shoulders, then. Like this. Constable?
Yes, Your Honour. Oh. Oh, sir, that's lovely.
All knotted up.
Oh, where did you learn to do that?
Nice and relaxed and... Hi-ya! Ah!
Look, nothing like that happened. No massage, no violence, no nothing. It was all above board and by the book. We were conducting the interview in a perfectly congenial manner.
I thought he was being interrogated.
Light-heartedly.
We were having a bit of a laugh with him.
What, playing party games, were you? Pin the tail on the donkey?
Just the odd joke, Your Honour. You should see the inspector when he's on form.
Mm.
He's a natural. Has us all in fit.
Especially when conducting a mass murder inquiry.
Oh, especially then.
Now, this explains a great deal that's often worried me. For example, a few years back, I was on holiday in Bergamo during the time of the Monday gang. Do you recall?
Oh, yes,
the Monday gang.
Yes, the whole village was under arrest. The doctor, even the priest, everyone. All turned out to be completely innocent, of course. But my hotel was right next to the police station, and I couldn't get a wink of sleep. Every night there were shrieks and screams and slappings and thuds. Naturally, I assumed, like anyone who watches TV or listens to the radio, that these were the sounds of suspects being brutally beaten by police officers.
Oh, good God, no.
All too clearly now, I see how mistaken my impressions were. All those shrieks were shrieks of laughter. The screams were screams of merriment, accompanied by thigh-slapping convulsions of mirth. Oh, no! Walt, Jesus! Stop!
Stop!
What? I can't no more, please! What jokers the police, eh? Your suspects doubled up on the floor, jaws aching, sides splitting, pissing themselves. No, please! Stop! You're killing me! That's why so many innocent people get themselves arrested and fitted up as terrorists. Just so they can have a bloody good laugh. Our anarchist must be cracking up in his grave.
I don't understand. You said you were going to help us, and all you do is pour scorn on us. We did what you wanted. We sung the song for you. We showed you our warm human side.
Oh, I am sorry. I promise not to make fun of you any more. Absolute seriousness from now on. Let's get to the point. The suspects jump.
All right. Fair enough.
We still haven't found a credible motive for this insane act yet, but never mind. Our anarchist, whatever the reason, suddenly gets up, runs to the window and... Hold on. Who gave him a leg up?
Oh, dear.
What do you mean?
Well, you needed a policeman's help to get up there, and you're the best part of a foot taller than our anarchist.
Your honour is surely not suggesting...
Springboard handy, was there? Little baby trampoline, something like that?
You're at it again!
Just carefully sifting the evidence. Maybe he had a flair for levitation.
He never had a bloody affair with levitation.
Or so he's 5'4", on his own, and without the aid of an accomplice, ladder, ropes, crampons, or any other device, he manages to get from chair to window to pavement to afterlife, while four highly trained police officers just stand there.
Well, it all happened very quickly.
He was very athletic, very fast.
I see.
I only managed to grab his foot.
What did you say?
Oh, no.
Quiet!
No.
I'm going to say... Constable?
I said, I only managed to grab his foot.
Aha. My tenacity pays off, you see. You grabbed his foot.
Yes, but his shoe came off in my hand.
That's it! Brilliant! Oh, why didn't I see it before? The vital thing is that you had the shoe in your hand. Incontrovertible proof of your efforts to save the suspect.
Oh, great!
Oh, you've done it.
That's it! We're in the clear.
Well done, Constable.
Thank you, sir.
Drinks all round.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that is really...
I'll have a double. I'll have a double, I think. Oh, stress was killing me.
cheers.
Well, cheers.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Don't thank me yet.
What?
What?
Well,
I hate to break up the party, but there's one piece of the jigsaw that doesn't quite fit. Was the suspect a triped, Superintendent?
What do you mean?
This suicidal railway man. If by any chance he's got 3 feet, we're laughing.
I've had enough of this!
Oh, there'll be tears. You see, according to page 16, 4 witnesses who are on the pavement below have sworn that the remains were equipped with 1 pair of shoes consistent with the average biped.
Well, that's odd.
Very.
Oh, I don't know what could have happened.
Unless the constable, going like the clappers, managed to run down the stairs, lean over a balcony and slip the shoe back on as the owner was sailing by.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, you explain it.
All right! Hold on, I'm thinking! I'm still thinking! All right! Obviously, the suspect's shoes must have been too big for him. So... not having an insole handy, he put a smaller shoe inside one of them and the bigger shoe come off in his hand. No! 1 foot was bigger than the other and he wanted to even them off for cosmetic reasons.
2 shoes on 1 foot?
Exactly!
It's not as dark as it sounds.
It's sodding mental! There is no mention in the autopsy of abnormally proportioned feet.
That is not the point which I am pursuing. What I held in my hand may have been a galosh.
It wasn't raining!
But he may have thought it was about to.
Galoshes are a ridiculous garment. No anarchist would be seen dead in them.
Exactly.
Bloody balls, Constable.
Only trying to help.
Bollocks! Total frigging bollocks!
Anarchist? anarchists are eccentric by nature. He may indeed have been wearing galoshes.
Well, where are they? Where are the bastard galoshes? Not in the transcript, not among the dead man's effects. The shoe in question... This shoe is an old one of yours, if you remember, Pisani. You put it here.
Shut up!
I will not shut up. Look, look, there's its little tag. Exhibit G1 shoe. Shoe, not galosh. Shoe in your bloody writing.
I was only obeying your orders.
My orders? So you weren't involved all of a sudden?
Please.
Oh. Keep out of it. It's all me now. You weren't having any fun at all, I suppose.
I was having a laugh. Yes, as the constable said. Didn't you, constable?
Yes.
Some laugh now, huh?
I was just scaring him a bit. You're the mad bastard.
I'm the mad bastard?
Sir, Mo, please.
Well, you bloody pushed him.
Me? Me? On my own, was I?
Oh, dear.
Shit.
Better answer it.
About what you just heard.
I've never heard a word.
Yes. All right, thank you. Some journalist to see you. She's waiting downstairs.
Oh, Christ. It's that Valetti woman from Lunita. I've forgotten all about her coming.
It's not about this business, is it?
Of course it is. I had no choice. Orders from above. I'm supposed to sweeten her up.
I've read her stuff. She's poisonous.
Well, you'd better see her then. You don't want to prejudice her even more.
What about your inquiry?
It'll have to wait.
If you hide in my office, I'll get rid of her as soon as I can.
I'm all right here.
But if she finds out who you are, it could ruin everything.
On the other hand, the professor's quick thinking could be very useful if she starts throwing tricky questions, Constable. Clear this mess up.
Right away, Bob.
I don't like it.
I'll just hover in the background. Superintendent, you give me a nod if you want me to stick my oar in.
We appreciate this, Your Honour.
You see? One, Your Honour, and the game's up.
Can't the Professor pretend to be someone else?
What?
Brilliant!
Yes, I could be a psychiatrist. I'm really good at
No, that. No. You can be Captain Marcantonio Pacini. He's a friend of mine in forensics.
Well, what do you want me to do? Fit her up as the bomber?
No. But if she says anything defamatory in her article, we can call you in as a witness.
Can you play a forensic scientist?
No problem. But I'll need a costume.
Shit!
Never fear. I always carry something with me.
Praise God. Okay. Send her up. Constable, wait for her at the top of the stairs.
Bob.
I'll change through here.
You don't know how much we appreciate this.
Never let it be said that I would abandon my friends in their hour of need.
That man is a bloody genius.
I'm not sure about this.
Come!
Miss Maria Valetti Mull!
Thank you, Constable. Wait outside. Miss Valetti. Delighted to meet you. I'm the superintendent. We spoke on the phone. Allow me to introduce my colleague, Inspector Pisani.
Pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
Do sit down.
No, thank you. I shan't beat about the bush. As you know, my paper has been less than enthusiastic about the whitewashing given to recent events in this building.
That may be because your paper deals in rumour rather than fact, if I may say so, without being personal, Miss Valetti.
I doubt it.
Nonetheless, I have read your column with great admiration. You have struck me as a woman of great courage, a true democrat, and a believer in justice.
You're too kind. I wonder if I may begin by asking the inspector a couple of questions.
Certainly.
Why do people call you Inspector Vertigo?
I beg your pardon?
To quote one young anarchist now doing time, Inspector Pisani and two constables held me up to the window and threatened to throw me out. Then he shouted, "Why don't you jump, you bastard, or haven't you got the guts?" I agreed to sign the confession.
Or is it this?
Miss Valetti, if you believe the word of a convicted prisoner against that of a peace officer, I'm afraid I don't know how to respond.
Superintendent!
Ah, perhaps my colleague can help.
Captain Pacini, a forensic expert from Rome. Come in, Captain. Miss Valetti, may I present... Jesus H. Christ, what the...
Sorry, I'm late. Bit of trouble with the old leg. Wouldn't you see?
I see. What an interesting moustache you have.
Yes, false, I'm afraid. Mine was shot off in the war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself. Now, where were we?
Hanging out of the window.
Excellent. Carry on.
Yes, according to the evidence of... Is this someone's shoe?
Oh, it's mine, I'm afraid. Nowhere to put it.
Oh. Well, according to the evidence of the ambulance service, a call from this station was received at 12:02 on the night of the incident. Witnesses have all agreed that the suicide took place at 12:03.
Is it a crime to be prudent and show a little foresight?
We sometimes call an ambulance on the off chance.
Anyway, the clock in the ambulance station was probably snow.
Unlikely.
Why unlikely? This isn't Switzerland. People set their clocks any way they like in this country. We're Italians, a nation of artists and individualists, rebellious by nature.
Well said.
We're no longer black shirts, are we, Superintendent?
Oh, not anymore. No.
Miss Valetti, what are you driving at?
Among the documents released by the investigating judge, there is no parabola.
Parabola?
Parabola?
What a lovely word.
A parabola of the fall would establish whether the suspect was conscious as he went through the window. That is, did he fall in an arc, clearing the side of the building, suggesting movement on his part, or did he, as his injuries would suggest, slide and bump down the side of the building? Were his hands instinctively extended as he hit the ground? If not, it would suggest that he was unconscious.
Why would a suicide extend his hands? He wanted to kill himself. That's the meaning of suicide.
Splendidly answered.
Perhaps then you could explain the bruises on the back of his neck. It's not at all clear what caused them.
I advise you against careless talk, young lady.
Is that a threat?
Of course not. You see, there were indeed bruises, and there's a perfectly simple explanation. During the final interrogation, just before midnight, one of the policemen became ever so slightly impatient and struck him a hard blow across the back of the neck.
What?
It's regrettable, but true.
Have you gone mad?
Oh, many times. The suspect was partially paralysed by the blow and had momentary difficulty in breathing. An ambulance was called immediately. Two officers assisted the anarchist up to the open window and held him out so that he could take a few reviving gulps of cold night air. Now, as is often the case in such events, each officer thought the other had hold of him. They let go for a split second and... whoops. What more can one say?
Brilliant!
Superb!
And so simple. Well done, Captain!
Oh, don't slap my back. I've got a false eye.
A very clever explanation, Captain.
Yes. Not bad, was it?
I have to admit that this version clarifies several points.
Hmm? Why the ambulance had already been called, the inanimate fall of the body...
The strange terminology used by the judge in his summing up.
What strange terminology?
I refer to the verdict of accidental death, despite the police claim that it was suicide.
Come in!
Inspector Bertozzo, Superintendent!
Ah, Bertozzo.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting something? I just came to deliver this.
What is it?
A reproduction of the bomb that went off in the agricultural bank.
Splendid! Constable, chuck it on the desk.
Oh. No!
Not literally.
It's all right. It's quite safe. There's no detonator.
Oh. Is there something wrong with your eye, Inspector Bertozzo? You should get a glass one like me.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Of course, this is Captain Pacini from Forensics.
It's impossible I know Captain Pacini.
Ow!
No, you don't.
You kicked me! Why'd you keep attacking me? What have I done?
That's quite enough.
I want to know why he punched me in the eye.
Because you blew a raspberry at me.
No, I didn't.
That's enough. We have visitors.
The suit was right. This doesn't look good.
Oh, my mind is reeling.
That man is not Captain Pacini.
Shh!
Oh, now you're kicking me.
It was an accident.
Everyone's attacking me. What's going on?
Oh, bugger if I know.
This is Captain Pacini, understand?
No! Oh, bloody hell!
Sorry.
Miss Valetti is a journalist here to conduct an interview.
How do you do?
I don't know.
Inspector Bertozzo is an expert in explosives, aren't you, Inspector?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, you are. He's a brilliant man, Miss Filletti. Brilliant.
There's none better.
Well, I do have a special interest in the subject.
I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Well, of course.
I'm struck by a curious thing. You say this is a reproduction of the bomb in the agricultural bank.
Assembled from fragments found in the wreckage, yes.
But it no longer carries any clues as to its maker.
He may have assembled it differently.
Each bomb maker has his own unique methods which can often identify him.
There's an element of truth in that.
But these clues are lost in an explosion.
9 times out of 10, yes.
Wasn't one of the recent bombs recovered unexploded?
Yes, the one at the commercial bank.
Are you all right,
Mom? Can you explain why, within minutes of the discovery of this special piece of evidence, it was exploded by an officer from this building, when the normal procedure is to dismantle such things in a laboratory?
Well, Ow!
Perhaps you'll allow me a few words about bombs, Inspector, in my capacity as a leading forensic scientist.
Will you put that bomb down? It's dangerous.
No, you said yourself he's quite safe at the moment.
Captain Puccini is the expert.
I'm telling you, he is not.
Shut up. We know.
How is he?
Ow!
Sorry.
Can't I have a kick?
Now, if I unscrew this...
Do you know what you're doing with that, Your Honour?
Your Honour?
I haven't the foggiest. Now, Miss Filletti, see, a bomb like this is very, very complex. There's loads of wire and stuff in here. It's always a good sign. And now, you see, this could be a priming device or a timing device. It could be a booby trap. We just don't know.
You see? He's an expert.
Could take a day to dismantle. Meanwhile... Bang!
Oh! 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 Oh!
All right, I'm convinced.
So am I.
Even I'm convinced. Not bad, eh?
Very good. Well done.
Marvellous, Your Honour.
Say something, Bertozzo.
Well, he may be right. The original bomb would have been much more complex.
More complex than this?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, the work of a professional. Oh, yes, I should think so.
Ow! Who taught you that one? Now, what have I done now?
Notwithstanding the fact that to make bombs of this kind probably requires military skill, you ignored all avenues of investigation to concentrate on the most pathetically disorganized group of anarchists in the country.
Their apparent disorganization is actually a cunning facade.
Clever bastards.
And what do we find behind this cunning facade? 10 people, one of whom was a notorious fascist well known to everybody except this sad bunch of anarchists. 2 were detectives from the crime squad. Another was a spy employed by this office. How many other government employees have you got scattered among the far left?
I make no apology for our use of informers. They are the secret of our strength.
Our eyes and ears. They enable us to keep extremists under control.
If you were able to control this lot, how were they able to mount such a sophisticated operation without you even knowing anything about it, let alone trying to stop it?
Our members on sick leave.
What about the fascist?
He was most certainly not one of our informers.
So, why are the press publishing pictures of him coming out of a police headquarters in Rome?
Ah, oh, that is a tough one.
Well done, Miss Filletti. You've got to admit, boy, she's good.
You're starting to annoy me. I know you from somewhere. Leave me alone!
Listen to me. There have been 173 bombings in the last 14 months. That's one every 3 days. It has been proved that 102 of them were the work of known fascists. There are serious indications that of the remaining 71, over half of them are attributable to right-wing terror groups. Would you agree with those figures?
They sound a little exaggerated.
But basically correct.
Maybe.
We can have them checked out.
And while you're at it, see how many of the atrocities were carried out in such a way as to point suspicion at the left.
What are you hoping to achieve by this outburst, Miss Filletti?
I told you she was poisonous.
Are you seriously trying to suggest, Miss Filletti, that instead of running around after hopeless anarchists, we should concentrate our efforts on right-wing paramilitary organisations? Find out where they get their money from? Uncover their links with senior politicians and industrialists? See if any of these terrorists also happen to hold commissions in the armed forces, or maybe even have a sniff around the odd police station?
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Are you mad?
Mad? Mad! Mad! That's mad! It's him! It's mad! Mad! It's him! It's that bloody maniac! It's him! I know who he is!
Well, keep it to yourself.
He's in disguise!
What's wrong with that?
Where's my coat?
Steady, sir.
Shut up!
No, I will not shut up! Oh, He's got my...
Look, get out! Get out! Will you get him out of here? Get him into my office!
You're a journalist, Miss Valetti. So you want to use your pen to lance the public boil. But what will you achieve? A scandal? Wise words from good liberals? A commission of inquiry? Ministers embarrassed? A few heads roll among the police? An early retirement at the top? A handful of scapegoats at the bottom?
It's a start.
It's window dressing. The state survives intact. Still presenting corruption as the exception to its rule when the system was designed to protect corruption. Corruption is the rule. The corruption of one class exploiting another.
Well, this is all fine, but I have to work within the system that exists. Or should I just sit back and pontificate and by doing that collaborate with this cover-up?
Oh, no, by all means expose away. But expose it for what it is. A reflection of the very nature of the system, not some temporary aberration. Don't beautify the system by helping to clean up its backyard.
I can prove it to you!
Grab him, Constable!
Look, I'll prove it. Look at his leg. It's false.
Of course it's bloody false.
It's a false leg.
Yeah, but it's a false, false leg.
It's walnut, though. I mean, no rubbish.
But he's got a real one as well.
Well, would you deny me one of life's simple pleasures?
He's got a beard, too. The false moustache isn't real.
Looks like a real false moustache to me.
What the hell's going on here?
I do apologise, Miss Valetti, but the inspector's mordant epilepsy appears to have taken a turn for the worse.
I am not epileptic. That man is...
Get him, Constable!
I'll take that constable!
He's got my gun!
Back against the wall, all of you!
I'm sorry, Super. I'm not used to pistol whipping a senior officer.
Silence!
Oh, God.
Now, Bertozzo, calm down!
You freaking calm down! I'm sorry, Mom, but it's the only way I can get you to listen to me. Miss Valetti, would you please handcuff my colleagues to the radiator?
Now,
you bloody loony, you're going to tell these people who you are.
Certainly. Here's my papers. The psychiatric reports are in the brown envelope. Good scandal, eh, Miss Valetti? People will love it. Let them laugh at the state and they'll forgive it for anything.
Histriomania.
Paranoia.
Schizophrenia.
He's a loony.
A total maniac.
You mean a mental case coming here, passed himself off as a judge, and reopened the inquiry?
Made me bloody sing!
Got us all playing stupid choo-choo trains.
It's nothing to what I'm going to put you through now.
I was just scaring him a bit. You're the mad bastard!
I'm the mad bastard!
Sir, oh, please. Will you bloody push him?
Me? Me? On my own, was I?
Oh, my God!
Yes, everything is on here. Everything you've said since you first came in.
I know you. Gandolfo.
The truck journalist!
One of your lot, miss.
Oh, no, not one of her lot. Definitely not.
I want to change the system as much as you do.
What, from within?
It's the only way.
You think you can change it before it changes you? The system can't be changed, not profoundly. Only replaced.
There have been great advances in this century because of people working within the system, playing it at its own game.
Oh, Miss Valetti, we want to change it through Parliament. How sweet. Have you been selected yet?
Keep him talking, Miss Valetti.
Oh, you'll never stop me talking.
What's your alternative? Anarchy?
Oh, no, not I. A worker's state.
It's been tried and it failed.
No, you're talking about police states, Maria. Surely you don't count the police as workers.
We've got our job to do, the same as everybody else.
Oh, yes, and let's have a look at your job. What is it exactly? How many people have you killed and clubbed and tortured and framed? Life and liberty? No. The preservation of order. Any rotten order that'll pay your wages. Anywhere in the world, any time in history.
Kill him! Shoot him, Bertozzo!
Use the gun!
Chop the bastard!
Before you do that, Inspector... Can I have your attention for just one second? I'd like you, if you would, please, to examine this bomb.
Give me that!
Now, I'd like you to verify for the ladies and gentlemen that there was no detonator when you brought it in.
You know there wasn't. You looked inside it.
And would you now look inside it again and tell the ladies and gentlemen what that is under my finger?
A detonator? A detonator? How did you...
The quickness of the hand deceives the eye. You missed the timing device, by the way. Still, you haven't got long anyway.
What?
Yeah! Please reconsider your actions!
Drop the gun on the desk. Thank you. And go and handcuff yourself to the radiator with your colleagues.
Yeah, but...
No, go on. This thing's primed. You've seen it. Well done.
You can't murder people in cold blood.
Why not? They would. Well, they do.
I'll kill him!
You see? I need to get this tape published and on the streets. Do you think they'd let me? Justice must be done.
Justice has to be dispensed by the courts, provided they are accountable.
Well, it's a nice idea in theory, as they say, but in practice...
Well, commit murder, and you're no better than they are. One extreme is as bad as the other. Democracy is the only way...
And what sort of democracy requires the services of people such as these? And you? Yes, you! It needs the likes of you to pacify the people and persuade them that reforms are on the way or safeguards will be brought in until they can no longer afford your services because you can't fool the people any longer. And then the people turn on you. And then the state turns on you. And you have to make up your mind whose side you're on.
You're a fanatic! An extremist!
Look, mere abuse is no substitute for political argument. Well, I could talk all day, but there's work to be done and time is running out.
I won't let you.
It's your decision. I give you the keys. Let them go, write your story, and I shall undoubtedly be dead and the evidence vanished. Or, don't release them, and you become my accomplice and you join the ranks of the extremists.
Miss Folletti, I appeal to you.
Cold blood, remember.
He's a fanatic, an extremist.
Please, miss.
Please,
I'm with you.
Bravo! Come on! Well, dear listeners, there we have it. A happy ending. Well, from my point of view, of course. But in the interests of balance, we're going to hear another version where Maria Folletti remains true to her moderate reformist principles and ensures that decency and the rule of law prevail. Let's hear that version now.
You're a fanatic! An extremist!
Look, mere abuse is no substitute for political argument. Well, I could talk all day, but there's work to be done and time is running out.
I won't let you!
It's your decision. I give you the keys. Let them go, write your story, and I shall undoubtedly be dead and the evidence vanished. Or, don't release them, and you become my accomplice, and you join the ranks of the extremists.
Miss Folletti, I appeal to you.
Cold blood, remember.
He's a fanatic, an extremist.
Please, miss.
Oh, please, please, please.
Maria?
I'm letting them go.
Oh, how sad.
I'm letting you go, not because I condone your behaviour, but because I think there's a better way than sinking to your level.
Thank you, thank you. I commend you. Now, if you'll just slip these on.
No. Hey.
You know too much, miss.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And you.
What, me too? Ooh, what a surprise.
Right, we'll leave you two left-wing lovebirds together.
Bastards!
Loonies!
Run!
No!
Well, Maria, I think I prefer the first ending. How about you?
And how about you, listeners?
Good night, all.
Accidental Death of an Anarchist by Dario Fo was adapted for radio by Jeremy Hardy from Gillian Hanna's translation and Gavin Richards' stage adaptation. Adrian Edmondson played the maniac, Stephen Frost was Inspector Bertozzo, Jill Gascoigne was the superintendent, John Forgem, Inspector Pisani, Mark Steele was the constables, and Jennifer Saunders was Maria Folletti. Accidental Death of an Anarchist was produced and directed by Taran Allen.